Have a blessing, everyone. Welcome on this Sabbath, June 8, 2024. This is part four of our chapter in Joseph's tomb of chapter 80. This is our lesson 410. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And I'm thanking God that he allows us to be here today and nothing has been lost by God's grace. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with a tiny time him entitled, Give of Your Best to the Master.
Give of your best to the Master, give him the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example, dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give it of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, give him first place in your heart. Give him first place in your service, consecrate every part. Give and to you will be given, God his beloved Son gave. Gratefully seeking to serve him, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, naught else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom, gave up his glory above, laid down his life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their parent or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Isn't it the Sabbath day to keep it whole? Holy 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work. And the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Even if the Sabbath it was here and not here. We just have some Sabbath work that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's story time, little one. So let's have a listening ear for our dear brother will share with us part five of the story about Jesus in chapter 18 entitled Before Annas, Caiaphas, and the Sanhedrin. Dear Brother Dick, do you have your mic open?
What do I say? Two bad men and one bad council. Supposed to be the Supreme Court of the land and dispense justice. But they, as you've seen in this story, Jesus got anything but that. The Bible verses for the lesson today are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 66, 67, and 68. What think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty. The they here, the Sanhedrin, answered and said, he's guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him. Maybe that means they hit him. And others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ. Who is it that smote thee? Boy, won't they regret those words someday when they look in that same face glorified. At daybreak, he was again brought before his judges. And the final sentence of condemnation was pronounced. A satanic fury then took possession of the leaders and the people. The roar of voices was like that of wild beasts. They made a rush for Jesus, crying, he is guilty, put him to death. And had it not been for the soldiers, he would have been torn in pieces. But Roman authority interposed, and by force of arms restrained the violence of the mob. Do you suppose they said, hey, you can't kill him, that's our job? Priests, rulers, and the rabble joined in abusing the Savior. An old garment was thrown over his head, and his persecutor struck him in the face, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? Matthew 26:68. They're going to remember those words someday. When the garment was removed, one of the mocking throng spat in the Savior's face. That was more of an insult in their culture than in ours. But it's pretty hard to stand by while somebody is spitting in your face, I'll tell you. The angels of God faithfully recorded every insulting look, word, and act against their beloved commander. One day those base men who scorned and spat upon the calm, pale face of Christ will look upon it in its glory, shining brighter than the sun. That was taken from the story of Jesus, page 117. I guess it's back to you.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Well, we are going to review next Sabbath what had happened in the study. It's time for our dear brother to be able to share precious lesson in God's creation through nature in our topic, Mammals of the Bible.
God blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals. Our Bible verses is for lesson 6 in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from Luke chapter 18. And the lesson continues on lesson 2, Teach Us to Pray. And verses 13, 14 says, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Today's lesson will be a mammal's body systems part two, which will be the last one in this section. And the memory verse of the entire lesson is Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. The character qualities, reverence versus disrespectfulness. Reverence is respect and affection for God and spiritual things. Here is the Pharisee and the publican. One picture is worth 10,000 words, a proverb by someone. The words that describe the Pharisee and the publican. For the Pharisee, it was proud, unworthy, condemn others, self-satisfied. He was spiritually dead, since he prayed out loud, it was more like a brag, more than a humble prayer. Sure. And on the other side is the publican. In his description is sense of guilt, reverence, humble, and self-distrust. He recognized the need of a savior. The publican has a more subtle and more, or have more honest character. He sees himself as a sinner and knows that he needs a savior to save his soul from. And because of his guilt troubled heart, that's how he's found more worthier than the Pharisee. So who went to his house justified? Read 1 John 1:7. See, nature, a mammal's body, e-systems, part two. Number three is the nervous system. What is the nervous system of a mammal? It is a system that regulates most body activities. The nervous system is made up of the brain, spinal cord, and the nerves associated with it. Mammals have larger brains than other animals. The brain of a mammal has a well-developed cerebral cortex, which is the learning center of the brain. But man is more intelligent than the mammal. He can choose to reverence and worship God like the publican did. It is through the brain nerves that God communicates with man. And four is the respiratory system. What is the work of the respiratory system in the mammal? It enables them to breathe. The respiratory system has two lungs and various tubes leading to the nostrils. The diaphragm, which is like a muscular sheet, divides the chest cavity from the abdominal cavity and aids in breathing. Mammals are the only mammals that have a muscular diaphragm. Usually, the nostrils are at the end of a snout or nose. Dolphins have one nostril, and whales have two nostrils. Whales have blowholes at the top of the head. The respiratory system reminds us that prayer is the breath of the soul. And the other systems, mammals also have other body systems to help them live and move. Even mammals are wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Our memory verse, Psalm 139:14. Man is also wonderfully made. He was created to be humbly and reverently worship God. Below is the reinforced activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. 1. Look for mammals. Use your guidebook to identify them. 2. As a family, read the rest of Christ's Object Lessons, pages 152-163. Maybe break it up into small segments. 3. For individual activities, stories, and poems, use the book entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories, and Poems for this quarter. 4. Save memory verse. Above, on the right, it says, notice how you are constantly breathing. It can remind you to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Unceasing prayer is the unbroken union of the soul with God, so that life from God flows into our life. And from our life, purity and holiness flow back to God. Steps of Christ, page 98. And below is a picture of a ball-nosed dolphin. here in the Ramayana, and things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, notice how you think and breathe while you do your chores. It reminds us of the special brain God gave to man that he might choose to worship him. Notice how you are constantly breathing. It can remind you to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Ceasing prayer is the unbroken union of the soul with God so that life from God flows into our life and from our life purity and holiness flow back to God. Accepts the Christ, page 98. Remarkable parenthood. During these last months of his ministry, many of Christ's parables were spoken. The priests and rabbis pursued him with ever-increasing bitterness, and as warnings to them he veiled in symbols. They could not mistake his meaning, yet they could find in his words nothing on which to ground an accusation against him. In the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, the self-sufficient prayer, God, I thank thee, that I am not as other men, stood out in sharp contrast to the penitent's plea, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Luke 18:11-13, King James Version. Thus Christ rebuked the hypocrisy of the Jews, and under the figures of the barren fig tree and the great supper, he foretold the doom about to fall upon the impenitent nation. Those who had scornfully rejected the invitation to the gospel feast heard his warning words. I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Luke 14:24, the Desire of Ages, page 495. And share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Oh, over here are pictures of flowers that are taken from my Sister Michelle and family's garden. We have our sister named Splash Sakota, the clematis, yellow irises, peach irises, and iris is named Black Russia. Would you like to share your experience through these flowers, Sister Michelle, or anyone? Continue. Here are some more flower photos. Those are taken from Sister Michelle and the family. There are white irises along with purple petals on or the edges, orange irises, a purple clematis instead of a white one, an allium from rhododendrons, and lupines. And next is our dear sister Grace sharing scenes of her nature walk. Above this picture, on top of a birdhouse, is a tree swallow. Above is and below is a picture of a birch tree. And two pictures beneath are the deer. There are three deer. Above the first picture, or on the left, it says, the deer family are very noble mammals. The highest evidence of nobility in a Christian is self-control. Sister Grace, would you like to share your experience through these photos?
Sure. Blessed Sabbath, everyone. These are just birds and deers that I see when I am in my walk, especially in the evening times and very, very early in the morning. So, and I'm thanking you because I didn't know that that was a swallow. So that's good to know. And yeah, this is just, what I encounter in my walk. And I thank God for that. Amen.
Next are pictures of there's taken from our dear sister Christina and family's experience from a rose garden. Above says, wonderfully made. Mammals are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And our memory verse again is, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Psalm 139:14. Over here are pictures of their pets, a dog on the left, a cat on the right, and pictures of white roses beneath. Sister Christina, would you and your family like to share your experience through these photos?
That's the what's her name? Jeremiah. I mean the
dog's name. The dog's name.
Foolish.
You don't name the dog. Is your name what? My oldest daughter, Matilda, she's not here right now, but we just got a little puppy last week, and she named her Miss Prada. And the cat belongs to Gabrielle, and she named him. I call him Cat because he's cat, but his name is Soul. Soul. And Layla, we went on a. He went to the park and took pictures of the different flowers that were at the flower garden. So that's Layla down at the bottom with the white rose. Then that's it.
Next, we have photos from our dear sister Yiyi and family, photos of their trip in the Philippines. Over on the left are big mountains, grass-covered mountains. On the right above is a picture of a waterfall. And below are pictures of, I believe, a coconut tree and some red flowers on a tree branch, but they aren't here right now, so we can be able to ask them later on. Next are pictures of different kinds of fish from fish. We'll end with our dear sister Suzy family nature experience in the ocean. With all these pictures of fish. On the left, we see a shark, on the right middle is another shark, and all these other pictures are photos of a stingray. Sister Ceresia, would you like to share your experience through these fishing photos?
Hello, everyone. It's Haley and Emma here. So, for this video, we have these pictures where we are fishing for fish to eat. And then on the upper left, you will see little Emma. So I will pass the mic to Emma to show what she had did.
So on the left up right here, you can see that I didn't want to fish that much. So, but I thought about just going ahead to fish. But when I was fishing, I was also fishing for my friend because she didn't want to fish. So what I did was fished one time. I tried to catch something, but suddenly I didn't get to catch anything.
So Emma was a little bit apprehensive to fish. She's a little bit afraid of the experience, but she tried anyway. She also met a friend on the boat. I believe her name was Jasmine. And so she was fishing with Jasmine. She felt a little bit more comfortable. So she did that. On the middle pictures, this was a catch of a gotta remember the name just escaped me of this. The flounder is a flounder. You're seeing the back part of the flounder here, this color. The other side is a darker color. That was the second catch of the day. On the middle, also the middle to the right, Haley caught a manta ray. So a manta ray is a male of what we know to be the stingray. And then on the right hand, someone else caught the stingray. This is what it looks like. This is the female one, the stingray. And then also I mentioned that the flounder was the second catch of the day. My first catch of the day was this shark. It's a sand shark, and the sand shark doesn't have any teeth, so we were able to explore it a little bit. And then here, this was my sister-in-law's first time fishing, and she caught a pretty large flounder as well. And on here with the shark again, Haley was very brave. She held on to the shark as well and explored it a little bit.
I also put my finger in the mouth.
Yeah, she was able to, by exploring it, I mean, she put her finger in the mouth to test the theory that the sand shark doesn't have any teeth. It felt a little rough inside, and the body was also a little rough, so maybe that's why it's called the sand shark. And also at the bottom right is also another picture of the stingray. Overall, the day started out a little foggy, but as we ventured more and more into the day, and just fishing at different areas, the sun came out and we had a wonderfully blessed day. A family outing, my sister-in-law, my husband, and the children. That's what we wanted to share from our experience.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was trying to figure out what was the name of that fish, but praise God, we already know that it's a flounder. And thank you so much, dear family, for sharing your pictures. And remember, little ones, give of your best, O the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation, full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our hymn to our theme is entitled, Because He Lives. You can find it in number 526 in the hymn book. And if you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. because I know He holds the future. Our life is worth the living just because He lives.
How sweet Lord, a newborn baby, if it's a bride, and joy He gives. But greater still, the cause of sorrows, this captive child can face uncertain days because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone because I know He holds the future and life is worth a living just because He lives, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little one mummies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up here this morning. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect whatever we're going to be learning, and please protect period after the people that's not here while they can get back to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 57, from the King James Version, and it reads, "When the eve was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mummies and daddies, and also our guests and those that will be listening later on recording, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled "In Joseph's Tomb" in our study book, "The Desire of Ages." If anyone would like to be able to take one of the verses, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 58, King James Version. "He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered."
Amen.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 59, King James Version. "And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth." Matthew 27, verse 60, King James Version. "And
laid
it in his
own
new
tomb,
which he had
hewn
out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the
sepulcher
and
departed.
Departed.
Matthew 26, verse
27,
verse 61, King James Version. And there was Mary
Magdalene,
and the other Mary sitting over
against
the
sepulcher.
Luke chapter 23, verse 56, King James Version. And they returned and prepared the
spices,
and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandments. Matthew 27, verse 62, King James Version. Now the next day that followed the day of the
preparation,
the chief priests and
Pharisees
came together unto Pilate.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 773 through 774. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are in the Desired Ages, page 773. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic to do so.
Continuing, neither Joseph nor Nicodemus had openly accepted the Savior while he was living. They knew that such a step would exclude them from the
Sanhedrin,
and they hoped to protect him by their influence
in its councils.
For a time, they had seemed to be to succeed, but the wily priest seeing their favor to Christ had thwarted their plans in their absence. Jesus had been condemned and delivered to be crucified. Now that he was dead, they no longer concealed their attachment to him. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 773, continuing. While the disciples feared to show themselves openly as his followers, Joseph and Nicodemus came boldly to their aid. The help of these rich and honored men was greatly needed at this time. They could do for their dead master what it was impossible for the poor disciples to do. And their wealth and influence protected them in a great measure from the malice of their priests and rulers. The Desire of Ages, page 773, paragraph 4.
Praise the Lord. Good job, little one and dear family. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, King James with margin. This was taken from Scripture Singer Song in section Character Building of Memory Versity. In the Desired Ages, page 774. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desired Ages. Desired Ages, page 774. Gently and reverently, they removed with their own hands the body of Jesus from the cross. Their tears of sympathy fell fast as they looked upon his bruised and lacerated form. Joseph owned a new tomb hewn in a rock. This he was reserving for himself, but it was near Calvary, and he now prepared it for Jesus. The body, together with the spices brought by Nicodemus, was carefully wrapped in a linen sheet. Next slide, please. Continuing, the Redeemer was borne to the tomb. There, the three disciples straightened the mangled limbs and folded the bruised hands upon the pulseless breast. The Galilean woman came to see that all had been done that could be done for the lifeless form of their beloved teacher. Then they saw the heavy stone rolled against the entrance of the tomb, and the Savior was left at rest. Next slide, please. Continuing. The women were last at the cross and last at the tomb of Christ. While the evening shades were gathering, Mary Magdalene and the other Marys lingered about the resting place of their Lord, shedding tears of sorrow over the fate of him whom they loved. And they returned and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Luke chapter 23, verse 56, Desire of Ages, page 774, paragraph 1.
Amen. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together. Yes, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. This scripture song is taken from Faith to Live By, from the memory verse CD.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son. Thy manservant,
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in page 774. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
That, the Desire of Ages, page 774. That was a never-to-be-forgotten Sabbath to the sorrowing disciples, and also to the priests, rulers, scribes, and people. At the setting of the sun on the evening of the preparation day, the trumpets sounded, signifying that the Sabbath had begun. The Passover was observed as it had been for centuries, while he to whom it pointed had been slain by wicked hands and lay in Joseph's tomb. On the Sabbath, the courts of the temple were filled with worshipers. And continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing. The high priest from Golgotha was there, splendidly robed in his sacerdotal garments. White turbaned priests, full of activity, performed their duties. But some present were not at rest, as the blood of bulls and goats was offered for sin. They were not conscious that type had met anti-type, that an infinite sacrifice had been made for the sins of the world. They knew not that there was no further value in the performance of the ritual service. Continue on the next slide, please. And I'll bubble down so someone else could share. Continuing. Go ahead, Brother Josh, if that was you, please go ahead.
The Desire of Ages, page 774, continuing. But never before had that service been witnessed with such conflicting feelings. The trumpets and musical instruments and the voices of the singers were as loud and clear as usual, but a sense of strangeness pervaded everything. One after another inquired about a strange event that had taken place. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 774, continuing. Hitherto, the most holy place had been sacredly guarded from intrusion, but now it was open to all eyes. The heavy veil of tapestry, made of pure linen and beautifully wrought with gold, scarlet, and purple, was rent from top to bottom. The place where Jehovah had met with the high priest to communicate his glory. Next slide, please. Continuing, that the place that had been God's sacred audience chamber lay open to every eye, a place no longer recognized by the Lord. With gloomy presentiments, I think I said that right, the priest ministered before the altar. The uncovering of the sacred mystery of the most holy place filled them with dread of coming calamity. This was the Desire of Ages, page 774, paragraph 2. Yeah, what a scene.
What a scene indeed. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 7. With margin, this is taken from the Desire of Nations, from the Sunlight Sound Studio, Volume 1, Memory Versity. This is how the Savior used to feel about that temple before he was crucified.
Even then will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful. Be accepted upon my
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to reserve the question for next Sabbath by God's grace, and we're going to review what we have just learned. So next week, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled In Joseph 2, part 4. If you have any questions besides this part 4, you can be able to send it beforehand for research. If not, you can hold it until we meet again. We have come to the ending of our study, dear ones. If any one of the little one, mommies or daddies, our guests, would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our knees and our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for the participation of the children. And we thank you for their parents as well. Father, as we continue in this day, we pray for all your blessings continuously. We pray for the ones that are not here and that they will resume with us next Sabbath. Please be with the next section of the studies. Please be with the speaker. May you give him the words for today. Bless and keep us all, I pray, continues to keep our mind stayed on you, dear Father Jesus. We thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day in my neck of the woods. I pray that it is beautiful in everyone's area and just because it is a Sabbath day. Thank you. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I would like to add to the prayer. Father, thank you for stabilizing the internet. Thank you for allowing us to be here. And I pray that each one may have a stable internet as well, that nothing may be lost. Forgive us for all our sins and our iniquity, Father Jesus. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for dying for us, Father. Help us that we may be as sacrificial in our own life by putting you first in all things is my prayer. In Jesus' precious son, amen. Amen. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be June 15, 2024. It will be a lesson we will continue to review in chapter 80 in Joseph 2, part 4, leaving the scripture and also a margin quote. Jeremiah 31, verse 33, King James, and it reads, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write them in their hearts and will be their God and they shall be my people." And from Pages and Prophets, page 372, paragraph 2, it reads, "The same law that was engraved upon the tables of stone is written by the Holy Spirit upon the tables of the heart. Instead of going about to establish our own righteousness, we accept the righteousness of Christ. His blood atones for our sins. His obedience is accepted for us. Then the heart renewed by the Holy Spirit will bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. Through the grace of Christ, we shall live in obedience to the law of God written upon our heart." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. God bless everyone.